No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
Space bar. The No Chill Cop.
It's the what now?
I'm keeping that. The No Chill Podcast. It's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shell Antoinette.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know what? You know what made me think about this first episode of the New Year? Remember way back when we did the episode about 2004?
Yes.
You don't. Like, we did an episode. Like, I want to say it was like one of our within the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, no,
where we recapped the year of 2004, and that was 2024, 20 years from that shit. Yeah.
I'm just coming out of 2020.
Still.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Like, when I think back on stuff, and I'm like, that happened in 2018. And you be like, pause. Because 2018 was 2 years ago. It's really how I feel. And you facts. Telling me that shit was like 6 years ago, which just don't sit well.
No, it definitely feels like it's been a long four years. Like, I don't know why. I'm still waiting to like wake up from this shit. Like, we ain't got past the fucking pandemic. We still kinda in it a little bit. That motherfucker's trying to spin the block.
This winter, everybody named Mama been sick.
Motherfucker trying to spin
but
the block.
Nobody has had COVID, though, like, for real. Like, I think I knew, like, two people that was old, they were sick because they had COVID. A lot of other people have been having this respiratory something of another.
Oh, RSV?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
I've been steering clear of that shit. Like, I think, you know, the numbers are definitely go down because in Chicago, we fucking with the polar vortex again. Like, we in the negatives.
What is
this? I don't fucking know. I don't fuck with it. Like, I had to bring out the ski gloves, nigga. The I'm talking about the thick finger, nigga. I got Hulk hands on, nigga. trying to do shit. Like, nigga, I was.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was so mad I had to leave my house today.
Look. I've been off work the last 4 days. Shout out to MLK.
Must be nice.
Look, shit. Now I ain't got no more PTO, niggas. I'm finna be in that bitch every day.
Finna
build this back. I'm gonna go to work sick. I'm gonna have to make them send me home, nigga, because I ain't got no more PTO left. I gotta rebuild my bank up for 2024. Mm. But, yeah. So I saw a post you made.
Oh.
This was a couple weeks ago, and I've been meaning to talk about it, so I had to bring it here. You asked, you was like, do y'all really be taking showers backwards, meaning taking a shower with your back to the
water?
To the water. Yeah.
I've learned.
How else are you supposed to, like?
Okay, so hear me out. So the question came up because I was actually scrolling on TikTok. And I guess this had been a topic, and so this girl gets in the shower fully clothed. She's like, look, you guys, I'm taking the shower forward. I'm not drowning. So I guess people was like, how do you do that because you're drowning? She's like, I'm not drowning. I face the water. I might wash my hair. I turn around, but I usually face, you know, she's going through the thing. And I was like, people stay in the shower backwards the entire time? Because, now you're good, my brother was. Are we still?
No, we still.
Let's see if I can put that little section out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you face backwards the entire time. Because to me, like, I just turn like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, I initially face forward, but, like, if I'm doing my wash my back, I turn back. If I'm going on my arm, I turn to the side. I just turn around in a circle. But I do genuinely, usually, face forward. I didn't realize that there was a percentage of people who just faced backwards the whole time.
The water,
it's
yeah.
Just staring at the wall that don't sit well with
no,
me. I like to see the water trickle down.
The water be in the way.
Of what?
Okay, so let me put it like this. Okay, for me, I got locks. My hair can't get wet every day. Like, if I'm not washing my hair can't get wet. So, but I don't put on, like, a fucking shower cap. And, like, you know.
So, you facing the water?
No.
Why would you turn backwards so your head is towards the water?
Because I got an adjustable shower head that bends down, and it's a detachable, so it's not always straight up.
You could face the water because you have a detachable.
I could, but I don't. But just always had a detachable, so I got to. So, you know, it's kind of forced a habit. Like, so, example. When I have to bend over to wash my legs and my feet, if I bend over frontwards, that's water in my hair. I ain't got no shower cap on because I'm a thug. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna catch me out with the rubber duckies on the shower cap.
That's when I turn to the side.
But see, yeah.
Again, I turn.
Oh, I just go, you know, I turn around. It's hitting my back. It's running down my back. And I scrub, 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 scrub. And I turn around. I you know, but that's also because in the beginning, I do my front part first, which is basically my face and beard. Like, that's when the water is, you know what I'm saying, flowing. You know, skincare routine, the special soap, you know. And then I, you know, use my my face scrubber brush, okay. My motorized face scrubber brush. You know, hey, fellas, get your skin. Get y'all, hey, fuck that. Side note, 2024.
Get your
ass a skincare routine, because we was just watching Love & Hip Hop, and this nigga Chaotic is like 40 still putting toothpaste on his pimples. Nigga.
You don't know his life.
I do know his life, and I know he got more money than me, so he should definitely have a skincare routine. Okay. He should definitely, but fellas, get your fucking skin right.
Do you have a daytime and a nighttime? No,
I ain't got no daytime and nighttime. I don't even know if I could call it a full routine. You know, I just basically use whatever my wife give me. Like, hey, use this. Like,
I got good skin, so that
She do. I had to tell my niggas. I say, nigga, I went in my homie's bathroom one day, and, you know, I was being nosy, and I looked in that shower, like, what these niggas using? And I saw one of them niggas had the 3-in-1. I brought the bottle out to the living room. Nigga.
Why you all up in my shower?
Now, fuck that. No, because we go back. I can say this. Nigga, stop using the 3-in-1. Stop using the 3-in-1. So, like, for me, I got, like, I support black business. I got a young lady I got a bar just for my face and beard. Just for the face and beard. You know what I'm saying? And then I got regular body wash that I use for the rest of my body. I don't put that body wash on my face because my face is already clean. Like, I wash my beard, and then I, you know, throw the little Aussie 3-Minute Miracle in the beard to keep the beard soft throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying? Then I rinse it out at the end.
You do face masks, too?
I ain't did no face mask, but I got, like, I got a little acne gel, protect my thong while my face still wet type shit. You know, I be acting like it's me, but it's my wife. It's my wife. You know, I put that shit on, and then, like, you know, and then she called me a whore because my skin is clear. But I'm like, you made me. You made this. I'm Frankenstein's monster. Like, what you talking about? You can't get mad at me because you made my skin look good.
Hey, I mean, but at least you made it a habit.
I do, keeping up with not, it, yeah. Some people do not. No, because I saw the effects it had. I noticed the change. You damn right I did. Hey, man, look.
I need to re-up while you talking. Facts. I'm very low on the serums.
Oh, I got a reoccurring on Amazon. Nigga, 27th every month. My shit dropped. Like, let's get it.
I be trying to get all my points.
Yeah, y'all shit costs too much.
I mean.
Oh, y'all. Like, a jar of something that is half an ounce.
Nah, dead ass.
$40.
Because let me tell you, so I use Dermalogica, right? For the face cleaning and the stuff. And I like it. Good product. So the face wash itself for probably, I don't even know what size that is in my bathroom. But that was probably like $55, $60, right? The cleanser. I feel like it's not 3.4, but like it's more. But anywho, it's the exfoliant, the dry exfoliant that you dash in your hand and you sprinkle a little water and then it get all beady smooth and you put it in and just get all the dead skin. Let me say, it's an amazing product. Amazing. However, that whole, like, $80.
Like, for real. Like, that's what, like, yeah. Like, that's what, that, like, when.
Are you giving me prices?
When people say.
Hold on. Yes.
$65?
$2.6.
For 2.6 ounces.
It lasts a long time because it's powder.
Okay, what's a long time?
Like a good 2 months.
A good 2 months. All right,
well,
okay.
I guess if you're using it every day.
If you're using it every day, probably like 2.5 months. If you're not using it every day,
Like 3 times a week or something like that.
Yeah, I do it.
You stretch it to like 3 or 4 months.
You can stretch it.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Cause like I just like I remember like.
It was the bigger bottle I was gonna get. That's like $80. Cause I was like, if I'm gonna get it, I might as well get it.
And yeah, fuck that. Give me the smallest like, available.
And if that, I think that might have been the refill. What damn. You mean? That's that. But then I have the ordinary for the serums, and truly for the serums. Now, truly a little pricey. I feel like should be a little pricey. Ordinary be like $8, $9.
Remember back in the day, all niggas had was Noxzema and Clean and Clear. That was it. That was clear it. Remember those days, nigga? Noxzema pass. Yeah, I'm done.
Burn your face. Burn the
fuck out your face.
Jesus.
Why is it tingling so much? Like, oh, this is. It ain't tingling. This shit stinging. Yo, shit. Mm.
Proactive.
Oh, proactive. You was a proactive?
I had a proactive for a little bit, too.
Nah, I wasn't paying that shit, nigga. In them proactive days, nigga, I was still using Irish Spring for everything. Bar. Bar, nigga. Not body wash, bar. That motherfucking green bar.
I've been on body wash for a long time.
Y'all had body wash before we did.
That's true.
Like, it was a long time before we got men's body wash.
Body gel. Because for whatever reason, they didn't really call it a body wash.
Oh, y'all, no. Y'all, oh, Bath and Body Works body gel?
Body
yeah.
Gel, honey, gel.
It was a love spell?
I walked up into the school the other day. Now, I don't know what new fragrance they have. But I walked up and said, yo, it smell like fucking love spell up in here.
You little bitches.
I was like, did they remake? Did you
love spell part duh.
That's all I said. Maybe I think that smell has like I'm trauma triggered. I'm trauma to that. It was all the big that champagne. What was it?
Champagne toast?
No, because that's Bath and Body Works.
Oh, okay. That's the candle.
Strawberries and champagne or some shit like that. Oh, you sprinkly smelling bitch.
Cucumber melon.
I hated that one, and they had a pear one. OMG, because I'm triggered.
Today on Since Cheryl Hates.
Triggered. Oh, and Sweet Pea?
She going through the roster, nigga.
Sweet Pea was Bath and Body Works too, I believe. But what?
That's like niggas and they obsession with Curve. Oh. Like niggas and Curve back in the day. I have never to this day ever wore Curve. I never had
the
it.
Blue one, I think it was the blue one, smells really good.
Does it?
But I like the blue scent, the ocean scent of like Air All Me and stuff.
Okay.
So Kenneth Cole had one called Connected. Amazing.
Oh wow.
Versace. But in the blue bottle.
Versace.
Amazing.
Yeah, we didn't get that shit, nigga. I had like a surrogate big brother, nigga. He had me out here wearing fucking jupe.
Not
Jew. He had me rocking the jupe. And that shit was bussing. I tell you a story, like, nigga, when this smelling like old man, but that shit was different than what everybody else had on. It wasn't really old man at the time, because that's what the niggas now wear. This is hot. Fucking space heater burning my goddamn leg, nigga.
You placed it right on
me. I ain't got no hair on the left side of my left leg. I mean,
directly.
No, I placed it where it was. It was here when I got him.
If you hot, why suffer? Why not turn?
I don't know. I was, you know.
Lord.
But, yeah, I remember one time I was going to a juke party. I ironed my white tee to the rim. And me not knowing, you know, excuse me, how the oil shit worked. I took that motherfucking rollerball and I rolled that bitch straight down the middle of my fucking white tee.
You just walk around this party with this.
Got halfway down the block to my homie. He's gonna walk to the party. He's like, nigga, what is that on your shirt? And I looked down and I said, nothing, nigga, I just earned it. He said, nigga, you got a big old streak in the front of your shirt. And it was, and that's when niggas, I don't know if like, this is some real 90s, early 2000 nigga shit. I don't know if you remember this. We used to put a front crease in the white tee.
Yes.
And I did that shit.
Yes.
I had did that before I ironed it.
So the crease was already there.
The crease? Yeah. Yes. I was like,
why did creases have us in the chokehold? Everything was creased.
Everything was creased. Do you know how many pairs of jeans from... I'm this is only high school, so from 99 to 2003, do you know how many pairs of jeans I had with iron stains on them because I done left the iron there too fucking long, trying to crease my shit up.
You don't have to do it after a while. You just take them out to dry it. They already creased. Yeah. If that was like 5 minutes of your morning listening to music getting ready.
Yeah.
You didn't fold them pants and be in the crease it for the Lord.
I used to do my shit the night before. Creasing, like creases. I don't know. And then one day we just stopped. One day, I don't. Yeah,
I graduated high school.
I'm gonna tell you what it was. I'll tell you what stopped the creases. Jabot straps.
Because
you couldn't iron that fucking strap. That iron burned that fucking strap. That's a Velcro strap, nigga. That shit will burn. That's what stopped it.
I was gonna say it was before senior year. Yeah, we definitely stopped.
Yeah, we just stopped that shit one day.
That was a freshman sophomore year thing.
So, did you see?
Transition.
Did you see the karaoke video? Of the little girl.
Which little girl?
Hands on your knee. Hands on your knee.
No.
You ain't seen that fucking video?
No.
Click the link I sent you, G. It's a little girl and her little birthday party with her friends singing in the edited version, though. She got to be at least three.
Is it the parental advisor?
Yes. She got to be at minimum three. She's like, let that breathe. Hands on your knees.
Shoot. It's Twitter, and I got a new phone number.
She ain't got a... Oh, shit. See what happened? See? But, yeah, I you know, it brought up the conversation of, you know, what kids should be singing and not singing and shit. And I'm like, I mean, that's 100% on the parents, nigga. You driving in the car playing that shit. You ain't listening to the radio. I was six singing I Want to Sex You Up, so I can't talk. I was six.
Definitely.
Ooh. Don't know what the fuck it mean, but I want to sex you up.
Definitely blaming my parents.
I wasn't singing that shit like in like super public. Neighbor. But damn.
Okay, none of those was it. Huh?
Let that coochie breathe. Hands on your knees. She's gonna spend the rest of the episode trying to get her goddamn password together, nigga. Look here. At least they not cussing.
They are bleeping out the cuss words, but it's a pop for me that she got down, okay? She got down.
This is learned behavior. This ain't she basically twerking.
Yes.
Your mama need her ass whooped. This is a call to child services. This is child services. Like, I don't... like, what the fuck? And you recorded it and put that shit on the internet. Your child ain't never going to college. They gonna pull that shit up. Cause by then they have facial recognition. They can just put your face in and find anything
it
is on the internet.
For doing some shit I did at like five.
I mean, they punish people, low key punish people based on their names and getting jobs.
True.
Did you find out your password? She's still searching, y'all.
I had to redo it.
You gotta reset. Why you ain't got it saved?
I thought I did. And I did.
Been so long.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yo, I thought all my followers and stuff was gone for like 2 seconds. I'm like, not that I have a whole lot, but damn.
The ones that I had. How long have you been on Twitter?
2000. And 8 or 9?
Yeah, that's about the time I got on 9. I only reason I got on, like, I was, you know what?
Why did I think that hard? May
2009. May
2009?
Yeah. I'm like that summer and shit. Only reason I was on there because, nigga, my homies was on there roasting one of my other homies, Tim's. Because, like, he had, like, some beat up Tim's, so the hashtag was Lewis Tim's.
No, the reason I got on there was because of Diddy.
Vote or die?
I don't even, maybe. I just can't remember. Like Twitter,
Diddy
Twitter,
runs
Twitter,
the
Twitter,
city.
Twitter. It was just Twitter, everything. Follow my Twitter. And so I got it. And this is when I used to work at Cricket. And it would be slow as shit in this store. Because this is when Cricket first came to Chicago. Mm. and it would be nothing to do. I used to be on Twitter on the computer.
Oh, computer, Twitter.
At work. Oh,
man.
And
those were the days.
And I didn't have a BlackBerry. So, you know, it was like Twitter on the web on the phone. Like, it wasn't like
Mike, I'm sorry for you. You missed. Oh,
but
my
I
God.
Wasn't that long. Like, it was like when I first got it.
Oh, okay.
A janky phone, you know, whatever.
Then you got a BlackBerry?
I never had a BlackBerry.
Oh, you missed out.
I heard that was a thing, but I never had a BlackBerry. I always had the Android.
Shout out to BBM.
But then I got on, and then it was another. I was cool with the, or I won't say cool like we friends, but it was a girl that was in a Bad Girls Club that was from Chicago, and we just kind of got like semi cool via Twitter.
Ooh, Lucci.
No.
Rima.
Tiffany.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
We got like semi cool via Twitter, and like that's kind of how I got into it. And then next thing you know, you have people following you. Like, I don't remember how you get. Like, I don't remember getting followers.
Follow Friday.
You just look up and you have fun. But like, it was clicks.
Yeah, very much so.
Get a click.
Very much so.
My Chicago and my Atlanta clicks were strong.
Strong. That's a good network to be in. Yeah. Chicago Twitter hit different. I don't know how other cities do Twitter. I don't know their communities, but nigga, Chicago Twitter is a thing. It's a real fucking thing. If you know somebody from Chicago and they on Twitter and you start to follow them over, like they done had, we done had beach meetups and shit. Like I do remember one day niggas was like, "Hey, what y'all doing? It's Sunday. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. Everybody on Twitter. They're like, what y'all doing today? Oh, we ain't doing shit. Let's all go to North Avenue Beach." And we all met up at the beach. We in that motherfucker with bottles
so
and shit.
Now, because now I go to like events and I'll see people in this because I met you on
Twitter.
So I'm like,
"Hey,
what's up? How you doing?
My Twitter homie. It's real shit." But you you talking about Diddy got you on Twitter. Diddy ain't got nobody on nothing right now.
No.
He ain't gonna be at the Grammys. They just announced he ain't gonna be at the Grammys. He finna disappear like Trey Songz did.
Like about to be on somebody's tour or something.
Is he? Who's?
I was looking up concerts that was coming to the town. I was like, you know, I want to do something. And he is gonna be somewhere with somebody. I don't know if it's like him and Keisha Cole and so, it was an eye lineup. It was a little bit of an eye lineup. But I was like, dang, Trey. Boy, how people fall. Not that Keisha Cole at the bottom, but meaning like you were really like that nigga, and then now you're that nigga.
Remember what motherfuckers was trying to say? He make better sex songs than the pistol.
And I don't know if people were saying that. I was just like, well, he was heavily inspired by.
Yeah,
like you can tell. You listen to a lot of Kells.
Yes.
I used to love that man.
The pistol.
Trey Songz.
Oh, okay. I ain't gonna lie, I used to fuck with them heavies. Yo, Trey Day was one of my favorite albums.
That album
used to run top to bottom.
It was a good time.
It was.
It was a good time. I even let him rock with the Passion, Pain, Pleasure. Whatever. I was okay.
Is that the one with Can't Be Friends on it?
I think so.
Ain't no way we can be friends. He a bottom jaw singer.
Bitch, yeah. And what was the one after that one?
I don't fucking know.
Huh?
Untitled. Then you have an Untitled album.
I don't recall Untitled. I remember, what was like a Trey versus Tremaine?
Something like that. Every nigga gotta have a versus. Listen. Every nigga had their own versus album.
I ain't what you think I am.
fucking Black Tie. Fucking Tyrese. That nigga really tried to drop a rap album.
Mm-hmm. Something Music Soulchild.
Music Soulchild tried to drop a rap album.
Apparently.
Whoa! Don't.
Or
whoa.
He was a rapper first. Something I was watching something. He was talking about rap, and then he was talking about how he's all these different personalities of some sort, and how every album was supposed to be a different style of music or something.
No,
like that.
Nigga, that's
where
nigga
like
got...
and maybe the 85 South Boys. Whatever.
Oh wow.
So that's what I was watching. Something along those lines. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah.
Need a tiny desk. Music Soul Child need a tiny desk.
As long as he ain't crying all over the goddamn song.
What song do he do that
on?
Did
you not watch his verses?
Music Soul Child versus who did he versus against?
Anthony Hamilton.
Oh, hell no, I didn't watch that.
He did runs. He just overdid every song.
No, I need you to do the shit as is.
Why don't we want to sing with you? Why are you changing up everything? Why? I cannot sing with you when you add in miscellaneous runs.
That shit make me cut it off. I'm like, all right, nigga, you doing too fucking much.
And you can't even enjoy it the same.
Right. Stay as close to the album as possible.
As possible. You can change a little bit here and there, but, like, not the whole thing.
You can add a little extra woo or a little but don't be in that motherfucker's
room. Well, you see how you know who don't fuck this up? Drew Hill. See, they live performances. They sang the song.
The way you sung the song on wax.
And then they give you maybe a little bit of air, but I can sing with you. You know we like this part.
Hey, it be the crucial part. The part that everybody's looking forward to, that bridge. And that's what y'all niggas wanna flex. No, nigga, you should have did that shit on the fucking album.
So I can sing it now.
But yeah, don't do that shit now. 20 years fucking later. Like, no, nigga, you didn't sing it like this on the album. Don't sing like shit like
that.
Yeah,
they do a good job.
Fuck up the tiny desk.
Keeping it what it was.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Other than the fact you'd be like 10 of them on stage. So I don't know when.
It's like this nigga. They like the fucking Temptations.
Yes.
They went and grabbed the two niggas from Player. They got one nigga that said he used to sing with them back in the day, and he went to jail. And now he out, so now he can get to her money. I'm like, hey, nigga,
you
this is not.
You in the group.
Yeah, everybody gets to be in the group, nigga. I'm a member of fucking Drew Hill at this point. I'm Jazz Fat stand-in.
I'm not about
to. Jazz can't perform ASAP to
Jazz
the rescue.
About 10% of the time, I be out here.
Somebody, motherfucker, speaking of Drew Hill, I don't know. I feel like I was getting trolled. But I was too intense I was too extreme to really honor that shit. Somebody tried to tell me that Cisco was a better dancer than Chris Brown and Usher.
Online.
And was like, well, he did a one-arm cartwheel at his age. I said, I don't give a fuck. Chris Brown did a fucking no-hand front flip on beat, nigga. To March Madness, who does that? Like, right in the nigga's face. Like had he been 3 inches closer, he'd have kicked this nigga in the face on stage. I'm like, after so long, I was like, are you trolling me? You gotta be fucking trolling me.
Usher
was in Vegas on skates, nigga.
That's what I mean in the back.
Singing to a motherfucker on skates.
Don't even describe a moment. It's just Usher.
Usher, baby.
Still doing handstand, you legs.
I'm happy for Cisco. Happy for Cisco and what he's doing, nigga.
A lot of
but like, nigga, when do you remember Cisco? I didn't know Cisco could really dance until Thong Song.
Facts.
Because
they have the opportunity in the other songs.
Them niggas did choreography, but it wasn't intense enough to warrant a Usher Chris Brown comparison. That nigga wasn't even genuine. I put him up there so heavy.
I
would honestly, okay, let's keep it a buck. Elgin is old. His name is Elgin. So,
Elgin is old.
So that nigga like.
He was older when he came out.
When he came out, we didn't know that nigga was already like 32.
Yeah.
Nigga was 32 and 30, nigga. But like, he's like an old school. Like that nigga's a former Pop Locker like motherfucker. So like. In some aspects, he had an edge up on Usher and Chris Brown because Usher wasn't dancing that much early. Usher didn't really start dancing. Let me finish before y'all motherfuckers start side-eyeing me. Think of you. Call me a Mac. That nigga was not dancing. He didn't really start dancing on My Way and didn't really truly get into his dancing bag until 8701 when that nigga did that flip and spelled to you. Don't fucking look at me like that. That nigga was doing choreography.
He was dancing.
And
then it was you making Wanna, like your first hit as a 17.
Yeah,
out here dancing. And you've been dancing ever since.
I'm not refuting that.
All the time I think of you hitting his choreography.
That wasn't that. No.
Yes.
In terms of individual style.
Okay.
Not just choreography.
My Way?
nigga.
You said he wasn't getting down in my way.
I didn't say he wasn't getting down in my way. I said he didn't fully step into his individual bag until 8701. Don't fucking. That's when that nigga started doing solo dance breaks. You. That's when that shit started. Go back and watch the fucking video. The My Way video. I'm not saying he wasn't dancing in the video. You're not. When he got into the I don't really need background dancers bag.
But My Way had all the background
dancers. Exactly. It's 40 of them niggas. I'm not saying he wasn't dancing. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying Usher been dancing his whole career.
I don't remember him dancing on Think of You. I might have to go back and look. I know it was some girls dancing. He was with his 1995 hands up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that type shit. But I can't, I'll go back and watch it. If I'm wrong, I will correct myself. We'll watch it after this. After the show, we'll get on there, you know? But like, as far as like, that nigga really, like, that's for me, that's.
I won't say that he didn't get in his bag, like became bigger. But I'm like, the man was going up the whole entire
thing. Yeah, oh, it's definitely an ascension. Always.
That would probably simple as dance.
Always an ascension. Yeah.
How great of a dancer you were, or you had the opportunity to showcase how great of a dancer that you was. But I believe that Usher has always just been a phenomenal dancer doing his thing, and you don't have to pinpoint it to one specific move to be like, oh, I thought of Usher. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Where we could go, like Chris Brown, he gonna give you a front flip.
Chris Brown was like, Chris Brown came out the gate with that shit. That nigga came out the gate with that shit. Like, run it and fucking like, give me that. Oh, that nigga was on some shit. Shout out to him stealing Genuine whole motherfucking concept, though, for Say Goodbye.
Oh. what song
is that? There it is. Yep, yeah. There it is. Say Goodbye. Same video.
Yes.
Almost to the T, nigga. I was like, hey, I know this. Oh, your girl mad because you're dancing with the side dancer? Mm-hmm. You're doing your job and she mad? Yeah, okay. I feel you. Just change the song up. But that nigga Genuine, I was like, you know I ain't gonna leave without you a dance break.
And what happened with Genuine, though? He
got old, nigga. Osteoporosis, that nigga.
No, for real. Like, you know, usually when artists stop, they stop for your label sold something or something fell apart or they shelved your album or whatever the case is. Like, they don't just disappear. They don't just quit. Usually something happened. I'm like, what happened with Genuine? It was like he was there and then he just wasn't there no more.
He faded out.
Was he trying to come out with music and we just wasn't listening to it?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's not messing with Timberland.
What music did he have?
I think the last shit that he came out with that was really, for me, that was good was when he came out with When We Make Love, You Go. But that was like 2008. Damn. He came out with a couple albums after that. But, you know, that's by then he was, you know, with on tour with, like, him, Donnell Jones, Joe, like, stop, them niggas. Hey, look, 2000 R&B niggas fell off like a bad wig. They fell off hard. Like, all them niggas fell off around the same time.
Why is that?
All them niggas I just named, they last decent album was in 2008.
But what happened?
They weren't really singing about fucking no more. Like, everybody was singing about, this is my theory. I've had this theory for a long time, but this is my first time I've been able to say it on a public forum. It's because Chris Brown slapped Rihanna. Deadass.
Take this shot.
You can take it. We can take it. Let me tell you like this. When Chris Brown slapped Rihanna, male R&B took a fucking dip. Like, that nigga caused everybody shit to dip. Go look. Just do the research.
Okay. I don't see.
Chris Brown slapped Rihanna. Everybody goes techno. Right after Chris Brown slapped Rihanna, I saw Usher come out with that Oh My God shit. That EDM shit. That's when Neo come out with the EDM shit. Like, niggas had to take a break from the, like, you know, so I be like, because Chris Brown was, at that time, that's when niggas was really comparing him to fucking Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson had just died. Mm-hmm. And then he slapped shit out of Rihanna, and then they was like, nah, fam, we got it cool on this.
I don't know what that got to do with the rest of.
Wasn't nobody checking for that shit. We had, honestly, even though that was mostly the demographic we grew up on, we fell off from that shit because that was the beginning of us really being in the club. We was really in the club music. Whatever was playing hot in the club, that's the shit we was listening to.
I feel like we that is true. But I feel like we was a good balance, though. Like, we had a hype shit at the end of the night. We had our R&B song.
And that was at the end of the night. Yeah, but, like, for the first 3 hours, girl, the way you moving got me. Like, we was, that's when we was in that bitch wearing business casual.
Y'all be wild with that. I was never wearing a blazer to the...
You wasn't, but we had to. Like, you know what? It is Jay-Z fault for that shit, too. I got blamed for everybody for all that shit, for every fucking era of like, especially the fucking club era. When Jay-Z came out, that fucking changed clothes, nigga. And niggas start wearing the fucking white cuff button. Yeah. White cuff button ups and unlisteds, nigga. But your jeans are still big as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was a terrible era. That was a hard time. That was a hard time. Nigga put on big ass aviator shades. Oh, God. Double polos and shit. Like, nigga.
It's the best.
The gang. Oh, the best niggas. I know some vest niggas. A couple of my friends were vest niggas. A vest and a t-shirt with a wallet chain. With a fucking wallet chain. Some black rinse jeans.
Oh, God.
And some black Steve Maddens. All to get in the club. To get in the club. To play the...
And now, from what I've noticed, it's so, like, come as yourself.
Now it's... And yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm about fucking time. Like, I don't remember when it changed, but, like, when somebody told me, hey, they let niggas in the club wear Jordans now. Oh, really? Nigga, we back.
I ain't been to a club in ages, but...
Hell no.
We did go to that one place. Can't think of the name of it.
I remember the exact...
They end up shooting that same night that's, after we left.
That's crazy.
I can't think of the name of it, but...
What side of town was you on?
South.
How far south?
Like 20, like by Cermaki, I think. By Cermak, I think. Somewhere over there. 25th, 26th.
You at the Shrine?
No. The Shrine still exists.
Hell no, Shrine gone. I'm like, Shrine been gone. Let's wonder, what year was this?
Oh, that's like last year.
Oh, shit.
I want to say it was like something like
Cermak. Baseline?
Yeah. I just remember they end up right because we could walk to the Bureau Bar. We could walk there. That's like it was like up the street.
Yeah, I know. I know the area you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that late on that night, there was supposed to be a shootout or something.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I remember when I was officially too old for the fucking club. It might have been like it was like maybe 2018.
Yeah.
2017, 2018. Yeah. I still got homies that like was still like promoting clubs and shit. My man's like, yeah, we got this spot, whatever. We gonna go.
The Hue.
Oh, okay. And he's like, we gonna go. Yeah, I'm like, all right, cool. So you know, it's one of them motherfucking clubs it ain't even really a fucking club. It's an event space. Mm-hmm. And there's an event space downtown somewhere. I go up in that motherfucker. We in that bitch packed like sardines, wall to wall.
I don't like that.
I'm on the wall like this. I'm telling you, I was in there a total of maybe 12 minutes. I didn't even get a drink. We was in there. About 3 niggas stepped on my foot. I looked at my homie and said, yeah, I'm out. I said, yeah, I'm out. I said, lounges and bars from now on, bitch. I'm done.
That part.
I am done.
I don't know why I was, you know what? I think my friend was visiting from Philly.
We wouldn't have went no fucking way.
And
we went to, I took the ass president.
He is very much a let's go out type of person. I took
the ass president's lounge.
And I want to say we went somewhere 2017-ish, 2018.
I ain't never had a problem at president's lounge.
2019-ish. And as soon as we got there, I saw my younger cousin.
I'm out.
And I was just like,
I'm too old to be here.
I'm not.
I'm over it, nigga. Like, this is, that shit.
The bartender's birthday. We went out for her, and I don't need to do this.
No. I was looking at a debate on Twitter, like, yeah, y'all out here paying $300 for a $30 bottle and shit. I said, yeah, nigga, because I'm paying to sit down. I'm paying the proceeding. This is what and that's fine. I'm okay with that. Like, if it's like 6 of us and it's $300, $50, that's nothing. It's a drop in the fucking bucket to be able to sit down. That's what I'm paying for, nigga. I done got to the point. I remember, fam, when we used to go to the club, we would rather freeze in whatever small shit y'all had on, whichever thin veiled business casual we had, the fucking slacks we had to wear to get in the club, than to pay $5 for coat check. Talking about they might steal your shit. You ain't got nothing in there.
That part.
Just the coat itself. You would rather lose.
I just never wanted to wait for it.
Yeah.
And all the commotion.
But like now,
trying to get their coat at, the
at my age, give me good seats at the concert.
Yes.
Valet parking,
yes.
Parking pass.
Yes.
Paying for convenience is
absolutely
the shit. Okay? I that's what you paying for, nigga. Convenience. And that convenience hits hard in your 30s, nigga. Like, so yeah, I can pay for it. Yeah, you got like, yes, I do.
Yes.
I pay for the convenience. So like that type of shit, I'm with. I'm with it all day. But I'm not going to nobody's fucking club. Don't fucking call me. Club where? No. I ain't going nowhere where they got to pat you to get in. I take that back because they do pat you down to President's Lounge. I love a good half ratchet lounge. That's my vibe. It's ratchet as fuck. I love it. Because they be my people, though. They be my age group. And some older. You got some old ass niggas coming up. Like, gang members don't retire. They just go inactive. They still in the gang.
They still
throw the shit up in pictures. All that shit. Grip you. All that shit. They just send the young niggas to shoot you. They just don't even fucking. These niggas be hilarious, man. On BD. I mean, nigga, ain't your child in 7th grade? What the fuck you talking about, nigga? Like, your kid went to prom last week. You talking about on BD. This is what it be. I be like, it's funny though. It's funny because they stand on that business till the end.
Like cat.
Cat fucking. Hey. Cat funny as hell.
Cat funny as hell.
That whole, I ain't gonna say the whole interview because I didn't watch the whole interview. Nah. But what I saw. How do you feel about it? How much of that are you taking as truth?
Child, I don't know. It was just interesting to watch.
It was.
I don't know. Like, some of the stuff sound far-fetched. The other stuff is like, why would he lie about this?
Yeah, I gave it like a good 70 to 80% truth. Like, some I know was a lie. Some of that shit was exaggerated or whatever. And then some of that shit I was just like, you doing a lot, bro.
Like, he came in hot.
Off the rip.
Came in hot.
Motherfucker Shannon like told him, you need to stop drinking. He's like, I ain't even drunk nothing yet, nigga.
I don't feel that.
Came in here sober.
You've had more drinks than me. I'm like, sir, calm down. But he was definitely coming at everybody's head. And it was more of the responses for me.
Who responded? Which response?
Like, Luda, why do we need this rap?
That nigga. I said, nigga, what are you doing, dog?
This ain't even a real thing.
Like,
you, why are you listening to Cat? Why are you taking him seriously?
I was laughing.
It's the amount of response. It's like, y'all all decided that y'all was going to respond? Y'all validated
the shit. Right.
Because every damn near, not all, but damn near every person he talked about felt the need to respond.
Yeah.
No.
But that also goes with, like, hey, if somebody mentioned your name in a hot spot, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do to stay relevant, because I wasn't thinking about fucking.
Trick Daddy came out of nowhere, and he had absolutely nothing to do with nothing.
Don't even got lupus. Go sit down. Go get some treatment. Go sit the
now
fuck
let's,
down.
Let's not just be trying to capitalize off of the situation, but.
The shit that he was saying that, like, kind of. That kind of bothered me was the was when he was like accusing people of joke stealing, and like by me like dabbling in the comedy and being such a student of comedians throughout the years and shit, like it's a difference between stealing a joke concept and stealing a joke verbatim, like word for word. Like, it's a fucking difference. So, he was talking about the joke with him and, said the Entertainer. And I said, it's not the same fucking joke. He took the bit part about you driving a big fucking car, a big fucking Cadillac, that's about to, that the radio's so loud you can't hear it cut off, and flip that to us being in space driving a big ass spaceship like it was a big car. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, those are two fucking different things. I'm like, yeah, he stole the movement. He borrowed the movement, nigga. And then, like, you know, people be talking about, like, and like, he was talking about, I think another one was, like, about gas prices or some shit. And him and Steve Harvey, I said, nigga, gas prices, like, everybody talk about that shit. Like, you got to go throughout the spectrum. Like, you're not the only person that gets to have an opinion or a joke about gas prices. Like, nigga, yeah, we was all going through that shit, nigga. It wasn't just you. It wasn't just you. Like, I just, like, and I was thinking, you know what? And he was going through all that. And so I was watching a documentary on Hulu. And it was from National Geographic. And it was about, it was just like a recap of the 90s, the decade itself. And I was like, nigga, I've watched a similar documentary on CNN. I've watched a similar documentary on VH1. Like, nigga, there's no, you don't hold the market to this topic. If you got people to weigh in, like the people I saw on the National Geographic weren't the same ones I saw. One of the same people I saw on CNN. It was a whole different people. It was actually different, and I was actually like, "Wow, it's some of the stuff you still take, but it's a different point of view from like different people depending on their involvement in that situation." I'm like, "Dude, you don't own the market on this shit. Like, this is all we're all going through this shit.
Right?
Like, we all going through this shit. Like I, that's some of that shit. I was like, chill on, bro.
I just want to know why Faison had to catch a stray."
Faison is the most irrelevant comedian in the fucking game, bro. Like, it's crazy because I used to fuck with Faison. Like, some of the shit he was doing, but, like, it turned into a Aries Spears type of hate from him. Like, it's kind of like, it's certain comedians out there, especially black ones, who will try to down-talk the bigger comedians. And it comes from a place of jealousy, like, cause you're not in that spot. Cause I'm like, Faison Love, I've never seen a Faison Love special.
I have not.
Or him do stand up. Like, so like I'd be like, dog.
I feel like I've seen him do stand up.
I haven't. Google it. Cause like, nigga, I have not seen this nigga do shit. Like, so when I hear them talk about shit, and the crazy part is the only comedian that who says shit where I don't get upset is like Corey Holcomb. Cause Corey Holcomb just be talking shit and it don't be hate. It be real shit. And like he called Kevin Hart an industry plant and shit. And I'm like, and he said for 5 years, Kevin Hart was doing movies that I passed on. And I started thinking, I said, first of all, I want to know the 5 years. Let me know these fucking 5 years, nigga, because I can't see a Kevin Hart role that Cat Williams would have been able to do as well and or better.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Like, all the even Cat Williams, even something as small as the fucking store scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin. That shit don't work the same with fucking Cat Williams. It's just like a little, like, but at the same time, Kevin Hart could pull off the motherfucker he played in My Wife and Kids. He probably not have been as good, but he could have did that. Like he said, Nathan wouldn't have been as good, but he could have did that.
I think I'm thinking Def Comedy Jam, because that looks like the only people.
If it's Def Comedy Jam, then that's what year is this, nigga? That's 20 years ago, dog. 30 years ago.
So when Martin did that First Amendment stand-up,
First Amendment. Faison Love had one on First Amendment stand-up? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's still like what, 2007, 2008? That's still 15 years, nigga.
And that Def Comedy Jam was like 93.
93, right. Unless he did the that's re-up.
That's what you found.
That's all that's there. He said that was there, nigga.
But I'm like, damn, that man ain't did nothing to you. He just came out, you fat face.
He's a fat face on a lie.
What had happened?
Cause Faison and Aries Spears, and that's crazy, and that's such a shame for fucking Aries Spears, because he's actually a very fucking talented comedian. They do them fucking interviews to stay some type of relevant. And it's only within black comedy. I was like, nigga, because ain't no more Mad TV. These new people don't know you. Yeah. And if niggas got to watch Friday to see Faison Love, otherwise you ain't going to see him in too much shit else. But even then, it ain't even really him. It's Robin Harris. Like, he's doing a Robin Harris impersonation based on his shit. Like, without that shit, nigga.
Who's your candy?
I ain't never seen that fucking movie. I know, all I know is that Sid Entertainer is in it. It's about golf. But I've never actually watched that fucking movie. It was supposed to be like the black version of Caddyshack. That's what I remember them talking about, but I didn't see it being as good.
And the last movie was Couples Retreat.
And that was 2008. I ain't even got a little, or nine. Mm-hmm. That was actually a good fucking movie, but not because of him. He was funny in it.
Ryan be throwing the most shade.
I don't give a fuck.
The most.
Cause, man, I be, cause, like, for me, comedy is such an important part of my life that I will watch as much about it as I can. Like, any documentaries, movie, like, recap, all that. I watch all that shit. I watch so many comedians that the casual fan don't even watch. When all them fucking Netflix specials be dropping, I'll give everybody on there 10 minutes. I'll give you the first 10 minutes of your special. Except for like a motherfucker like Amy Sherman. That bitch ain't funny to me. She's terrible. She's terrible to me. She's not funny. She's really a joke stealer.
I've never watched.
Good. Don't. She do look like she stank. Like this part right here under her neck. Nigga, under her neck nigga, stank. Right up, she look like that. Ass, like that wave. She like she used natural deodorant. And yeah, or cute. But for real, like I dip so much into that shit. Like, even like, cause like, for example, the other day, I had a couple people at the house, me and my wife, and we was going through Netflix, and it's a comedian. His name is Bert Kreischer. He's a white dude. He funny as hell, but his shtick is he like got like a real dad bod, and he does all his fucking comedy specials with his shirt off. Oh. Jeans and some shoes, and his shirt is off, chest hair, all that shit. Oh. Like he come in that motherfucker, he automatic. That's his shtick. Like as soon as he come in, everybody in the crowd is just waiting for him to take his shirt off. Like that's the first thing they want to see, and he does that shit. And for him, That's something I would have never fucking thought of, because that means he doesn't have to do a joke about his body weight the whole time, because you're looking at it.
Right.
So he ain't got none of that shit, and he's fucking hilarious. And one of our friends was like, "Who is that? Play him." And we played that shit. They was like, "I'm finna go back home and watch all this nigga specials, like all his shit is funny."
That's what's up.
But like, and one thing, and then a big problem with, like, especially black people, we do not watch people that are not black. We will not watch a non-black comedian for shit.
Like, I don't really watch too many others.
I will give you specific specials to watch of non-black people that are fucking hilarious. And it's 100% relatable. Guaranteed. Cause like that shit, like that's cause like comedy's so fucking universal.
It is.
But niggas don't see it. Like a motherfucker who tells me Seinfeld in The Office is not funny, I'll be like, that means your ass ain't never been out the fucking ghetto and you ain't never worked nowhere besides McDonald's, bitch.
I did not watch Seinfeld, but I've seen a few episodes of The Office, and The Office is funny.
Yeah, The Office.
I like
New
Girl too.
You like New? The New Girl funny as hell.
New Girl is so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but like just try different shit. Try different shit. That's all I'm saying. But as far as Cat Williams, nigga, just... Alright, now he done. I ain't gonna hear shit from him for the rest of the year. And
he got a special.
Probably.
I feel like every time I get on Netflix, I'm like, hey, got another special, huh? Like,
he do.
All the time.
And that was the thing. They was like, oh, you know, he got 19 specials. I said, he's a career comedian. That's what he does. Like, you can't compare the number of specials you had to Sid the Entertainer or Steve Harvey, none of them. Because once they started acting, they stopped doing stand-up. Yeah. They only did occasional specials. D.L. Hughley doesn't do movies. He does specials. But the rest of them, Steve Harvey got his radio show and the fucking Family Feud. Well, not that so much, but like he always hosted some shit. He's transitioned to that shit. Well, he don't do that shit. Ricky Smiley no more strictly does the radio show. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody, once you find something that gets you that bag where you ain't got... You know how hard it is to be a fucking comedian? To 19 specials?
Yeah.
My nigga, that shit is... that shit is rough. Like, no, you got to constantly be writing and working and thinking of new shit. And then you have to go to smaller clubs and work that shit out and see what works and perfect it all before you get in front of a fucking camera. Hell no. I'm cool on that shit. Like, that's a lot of fucking work. Maybe like, oh, all comedians got teams, right? They do. The good ones do. Ain't no way Chris Rock's in there writing out 60 minutes of material. And that nigga, the money that nigga making, hell no. We all gonna work to get this shit.
And we all gonna eat.
And we all gonna fucking eat. Simple as that. But yeah. So, Shell, do you have any... Oh, okay. I was gonna ask if you had any goals for 2024. We gonna wrap it up talking about the future.
Do I have any goals for 2024? Be happy.
All I really want is to be happy.
No, dead ass. I feel like 2023 was a toilet full of shit.
Toilet full of shit. It ended kind of good. Got you. Okay.
Sure, yes.
Uh-oh.
No, not like that. Okay. Just being like, that's great. I just had a whole lot more
other shit. I know other shit, yeah. But you got some light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
I'm trying. Whoa. Yep. Oh, the nigga on TikTok that do the Temptations videos,
yes.
He done started working on the Jackson's American Dream. Oh, my God. Oh, nigga, oh, my God.
He was killing that Paul.
When that nigga did the video, it's a boy, guy on TikTok. I wish I had his name handy. What the fuck was that?
I wish I could.
Oh, okay. It sounded like glass. I thought Stone Cold was coming. he started doing the lip syncing videos or the body syncing videos of the Temptations. And that one that nigga did when Paul was drunk. And he zoomed in, and the beat dropped, and that nigga did that stunning wake up.
Yeah.
I fell the fuck out. He got to do every movie now. He got to keep going. But so you said that's be happy in 2024. That's a great goal.
That's really, because that includes so many things, you know. So
yeah, personal, professional, yeah. All that shit, happiness all around.
Yeah. Happiness all around.
I'm still that. Be happy is definitely one. So I told him I didn't set any goals for this year. I would say one of my goals was just to be better.
Okay.
Whatever that meant. You know what I'm saying? So and this by already being midway through January.
Because it's moving quick.
It's moving fucking quick, right? So I'm like co-hosting an event on Friday. Y'all already know I told y'all. But like that came from me playing around and just like saying some shit to the person who's putting it together. I was like, yeah, man. Cause it was an event. It was a cat we know. We always show up to his events, you know. So I text him out the blue and I said, hey man, just make sure you hold me a karaoke spot. He said, I got you. And then he ended up sending me a free ticket. I'm like, bet. Then he was like, you know, tell your squad, whatever. I send them all tickets, send them to school. And I was like, yeah, man, you should have been had me on. He was like, yeah, I do my hosting thing. He was like, you host? I said, yeah. And I shot him my flyer with my info on it, with me holding the mic in front of a group, all that shit. And then he was like, I'm finna holler at the team. I'm gonna let you know. And by the next day, I had a flyer with my face on it, like, hey. So I'm like, all right, bet. And that's only going to lead to more and more stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that, I'm finna relaunch the clothing, 3837. It's finna make a comeback in 2024 so I can rock my own shit.
Yes.
But that's it, man. Just working to be better, having fun, being with my peoples, living life, staying COVID and RSV free, nigga.
Yes,
for real.
Hallelujah.
All right, 2024, going to let the people know they can follow you on your new phone. What you know? You missed the problem. This nigga forgot her Twitter password. She had to reset that motherfucker.
New phone, same info. I don't know what to tell you. Follow me on Twitter because it'll never be X.
Never.
Follow me on Instagram. You follow me on the Snappy Chat at I Miss with the Z Shell.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. I done made errors today. I never say follow me on
Facebook.
It's the COD Pass. I did start out with the COD Pass. You already know, man. You can follow me on Twitter at ASAP Funny and Instagram ASAP Funny. TikTok ASAP Funny One. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. And follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/thenochill.